Welcome to Reggie Digital.
What's up, humanoids? Welcome to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Hey, humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Wow, so humanoids, my Jetson Bolt Pro, I'm enjoying it a lot. As you guys know, because I've said it many times in other podcast episodes, I'm really enjoying this electric bike, and I can't wait to get a bigger bike with a bigger motor and a bigger battery, longer battery life, and more amenities like, you know, gauges and stuff like that, you know, because you guys know I'm into electronics. I love electronics. My wife says if it beeps, if it makes noise or lights up, I gotta have it, which is true. That's why I'm so easily distracted by, like, if I'm driving down the street and you're going down the street and your car is all lit up, I'm easily distracted. But humanoids, man, I gotta tell you guys, the dangers of riding an electric bike. And the number one danger of riding an electric bike is you don't realize how fast you're going until you hit the brakes. But what happens if you don't have any brakes? Interesting question. And I shall talk about that right after this break. So hold on, you guys know what time it is. It's time to pay the bills. Be right back.
You're listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Okay, humanoids, I'm back. Check this out. Now, riding an electric bike, sometimes you, I guess I'm a speed demon. I love speed. But sometimes you don't really realize how fast you're going on these things until you hit the brakes. Now, I've had a couple of accidents on the Jetson Bolt Pro because I was going a little too fast. And the maneuverability with the small wheels and the small frame is kind of, it's challenging. But recently, I'm cruising at a nice little speed, and I hit the brakes, and I don't have any back brakes, and I barely have front brakes. Why? Now, I have disc brakes, but the pads are worn. So, yeah, I have no brakes. So, I have to learn how to ride not defensively, but more so offensively. Because if I'm going at a certain speed and I try to hit the brakes, I'm not stopping. I am not stopping. I'm not even slowing down. So, what I've learned to do is not so much use the throttle, but more so pedal. I have a little bit more control when I pedal because if I'm going at a okay speed, I can always stick a foot out, you know, and stop that way. That's one reason why I don't use the throttle that much. And also, I had to learn to really look ahead. If I'm coming to a four-way stop sign, before I get there, I have stopped pedaling. I'm just cruising, and I'm looking both ways constantly. And if I got it, I hit the throttle to speed on through the four-way stop. If not, I have to learn to go where there's less resistance. So if I'm coming to a stop sign and I'm a little fast, a little faster than I want to be, I'm searching and I'm looking to see if there's a car coming on the left-hand side. If it is, I take and turn right and go with the flow. If not, if there's a car coming on the right side, and what I do is I hook a U-turn. I hook a U-turn, and then I hook another U-turn, and then I go on. Or until at least I'm at a speed that I can manage, you know. So it's very difficult learning to ride with no brakes. I got a scar on my foot now from when I was a kid. And this guy used to come through my neighborhood all the time. Used to have this 10-speed English racer. And he used to thought he was so cool. Yeah. And he would race everybody and beat everybody. One day, my cousin and I put together a bicycle. We took parts from another bicycle and made a Franken bike. And I raced this dude, and I was winning. But mind you, it just rained. It just poured down rain, okay? And I'm beating this guy. And we're coming to a four-way stop. There's a puddle of water. And I'm like, if I stick... Now, here's the thing. On that bike, we did not have any brakes whatsoever. You know those old school bikes where, you know, you can push your foot backwards, like pedal backwards, and it'll stop with that brake? Yeah, it didn't have any brakes whatsoever. Didn't have any on the handlebar, no brakes whatsoever. So what I did was I came up with on the fly, this bright idea. There's resistance. You know, if you're in a boat going down the river or whatever, you stick your arm in the water, there's resistance, right? So I figured, all right, if I stuck my foot out, there'd be some resistance and I could slow up enough to manage. Well, I stuck my foot out and I stuck it a little too far and I scraped it up against the curb, and that's how I got the scar on my foot. So, yeah, learn the hard way. But riding an electric bike and resistance, well, no brakes whatsoever, which I will be ordering some today or tomorrow probably. I've gone to several places to see if they had some pads. That's why I didn't order them yet. I went to Target to see if they had some brake pads. They didn't. Went to Walmart to see if they had some brake pads. They didn't. The local bicycle shop, I rarely go in there because the owner is kind of racist. Ain't no kinda. He is. And really, it's the only bicycle shop here in town. Now, there's a bicycle shop over on St. Simon's, but getting to St. Simon's, you know, I have to ride my bike because that's my main mode of transportation, or, you know, so. But anyway, humanoids. Riding an electric bike with no brakes is really fun. It's really fun because you have to be quick. You have to be quick on your navigation, and you have to constantly always be aware of your surroundings. Constantly. Humanoids, are you looking for more content from me? Well, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/thecoffeeblackshow and you can find more content, pictures, written content, just more stuff. So head on over there and check it out. And if you'd like to help support the podcast, you can always leave a donation. You can leave a one-time donation or a monthly donation over there at buymeacoffee.com/thecoffeeblackshow. Check it out.
Well, humanoids, it's time for me to get up out of here. Gotta go recharge my batteries. Hope everybody have a beautiful, beautiful week. And remember, humanoids, stay human.